10 days ago, General Hodges, commander of U.S. Army Europe, visited Ukraine. He announced that U.S. trainers would now officially be coming, not just unofficially coming. He actually pinned medals on Ukrainian fighters, which by protocol of the military is not the way. Foreigners don't get to pin on, you know, medals. But he did, showing that this was his army. He then left and in the Baltics announced that the United States would be pre-positioning armor, artillery, and other equipment in the Baltics, Poland, Romania, and Bulgaria, which is a very interesting point. So the United States, and now to yesterday, the United States announced that it would be sending weapons. Tonight, of course, they denied it, but they are. The weapons will go. In all of this, the United States has acted outside the context of NATO. Because NATO has to have a 100% vote. Any one country can veto anything. And the Turks will veto it just for giggles. The point is that the United States is prepared to create a cordon sanitaire around Russia. Russia knows it. Russia believes that the United States intends to break the Russian Federation. I think that, as Peter Lorre put it, we don't want to kill you, we just want to hurt you a little bit. Either way, we are back at the old game. And if you go ask a Pole or a Hungarian or a Romanian, they live in a totally different universe from a German. And they live in a totally different universe from a Spaniard. So there is no commonality in Europe. But if I were a Ukrainian, I would do exactly what they're doing. Try to draw the Americans in.